Bluetooth badges are one of the go-to techniques for associate tracking. The badges send out an electronic ping on a timed basis, as much as 3 times a second. They're small, can be formed as a key card or belt clipped, they're battery operated, and they're really inexpensive. To use these signals, you need a BLE sensor fairly close to any area you want tracking in. And by fairly close, I mean just that. Part of what's good about Bluetooth is that it's a lower power signal than Wi-Fi, so it's less confusing to locate because it doesn't go as far and bounce around as much. But that means you need quite a few sensors to pick up signals throughout an area. Fortunately, the sensors are also pretty inexpensive. And if we're doing electronic shopper tracking, adding Bluetooth sensing to the Wi-Fi sensors is essentially free. Each Bluetooth pinger is uniquely identifiable with a stable MAC address. So if it's assigned to an individual, you get consistent, identifiable tracking on a continuous 3 frames per second basis. The FPS rate isn't as good as camera, but it's more than adequate for any situation we've ever encountered, and it's a lot cheaper than camera to deploy. Given this, what can you do with Bluetooth associate tracking, and what can't you do? The best can is that you can do quite useful higher-level positional tracking of associates to understand how they spend their time, where they are on the floor, how often they have to go to the back room, and what the ratio of shoppers to associates is in an area. BLE is accurate enough for section-level positioning, so it's perfect for profiling how associate time gets allocated by area and measuring intraday stars. That's really useful stuff. The biggest can't comes from the lack of positional accuracy. Although Bluetooth signals don't travel like Wi-Fi, they still don't allow for super accurate positioning. In a dense sensor environment, you'll probably be able to get positioning in the 10 to 20 foot accuracy range. That's not bad, but it's not really good enough for people process analytics. We found that people process analytics has to be almost exact. You need to really see how a person moved. With electronic positioning, a person will jump around a bit in a somewhat chaotic manner. All the fine-grained movement detail is completely obscured. That doesn't mean we don't use Bluetooth tracking in people process analysis. It just means we only use it as a supplement to camera. By positioning a sensor over doors and in obscured areas, we can know with high confidence when an associate went in or out of the door and when they came back. And because that associate is identified, we can keep their process trail intact. So the way we use Bluetooth on people process measurement is to connect blind spots in the camera. It's a small but critical role. In my next minute, I'm going to cover a camera variant technology we've just started working with, LiDAR. It's expensive, but in the right situation, it's pretty awesome. Talk to you then.